coming for you, Triple H, and I'm taking that championship.
The King of Kings is back. The Game is back, and he's calling you out for WrestleMania.
I'm expecting a fight, hoping for a war.
I will not stop until I end you. That's the way I operate, and that's the way it's gonna be. You want an end? You got it. Hell in a Cell.
You got a serious problem. We're gonna have our own Game of Thrones. Believe that.
Oh, man. That explosive intro. And I'm almost actually excited for WrestleMania.
Keyword being almost.
Almost. That was some fine work by our own Dario Papasarelli, who just spoke up. And we're happy
it.
Again.
Who just spoke up? Is that what you said?
I thought you put that together.
Yeah, I copied it from the internet.
No. And you put it together into the file.
So I did work on it, yes.
You did work on it. And of course, joining us again is our good friend, the most beautiful man in the professional wrestling podcast world, Connor Dorian.
It's great to be back, boys.
Yes. And I am your host, Alexander Keeley. I'm enjoying delicious chocolate milk. So if you can tell, if you're listening and you're like, man, this guy sounds like he's drinking a chocolate milk, you are correct. Mm-hmm.
And just to paint the picture a little more, I have an old Sprite bottle that I filled with water, which is always the worst tasting water, if anyone has experienced that before.
Is that because it's a Sprite bottle?
I don't know. It always seems to be the Sprite bottles that have the worst tasting water when you fill it up after. Whatever.
People have already gotten their money's worth from this podcast. We're dishing out life advice now. Like, we already dish out wrestling
wisdom. I'm upset because neither the good people at Nielsen's Chocolate Milk and neither the people at Sprite gave us a dime for this amount of exposure.
Shout out to Sprite and Coca-Cola
and
brand.
Shout out to Nielsen
general.
As well. Yep, yeah, delicious for your delicious dairy products. Well, now they will, dairy. This is the first time. First time we've really showcased it.
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Let's not waste too much time, guys, with our usual shenanigans. WrestleMania is this weekend on Sunday, April 3rd. And I know we're all, you know, jazzed.
That was a struggle to remember that one.
Inside joke in his own head.
Yeah. Let's just tell people, we're recording quite a bit later than usual. So please, you know, we've all had a long day. But I'm excited to talk about it. You know, nothing fancy, no frills. We're just going to run up and down the card. NXT TakeOver on Saturday as well, I suppose.
Friday night?
Hall of Famers Saturday.
I am just killing it right now.
Yep.
I am on
this
fuego.
This will be Alexander Kaylee's final show.
AK Lee's in the crew.
What is in this milk? What is in this chocolate milk? So we'll start off, and start off every episode by saying, let's try and have some positivity.
Throughout the show? Well, I'll give you some positive.
Please,
to start off.
Power of positivity.
I mean, for us, I think for most people, the road to WrestleMania starts in January. After New Year, when you have your Royal Rumble, and that's really when the push begins. And I was not very excited about what was shaping up to be WrestleMania in terms of with all the injuries and the cards and so on and so forth. The matches that were being there, we were all going, Triple H, champion, really? But I have to say, over the last week or two, I'm, like you, almost kind of excited, but definitely more than I was before. So that's a positive.
The main event, like you're saying, Triple H in the main event, that is one of the matches that I'm least excited for. I'm excited for the Kevin Owens, the Intercontinental title ladder match, the seven man, the no holds barred with Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose. I'm coming around on Dean Ambrose, boys.
You don't really have a choice.
I don't have a choice, yeah. No.
I think we can all agree that just looking at the card from top to bottom, wrestling-wise, we're not that worried. Like, the matches are all going to be good, I think. It's the storylines, you know, and I think this is what most fans would agree with. The storylines going to the show are not good. Even compared to last year, which I think a lot of us also thought didn't have a great build, this is, like, really bad compared to that. Now, yes. Thankfully, that show turned out to be good, and I want to give this show the same benefit of the doubt, but it's definitely, you know, the WWE has to, you know, they can't do this every year. They can't keep having worse and worse builds and just saying, well, when showtime comes around, we have the talent. We have the production. It's all going
to
work out.
They didn't really have a choice this year, though.
And that's what I'm about to say. Like, how much of it is their fault? And in the sense of, like, how much can you
pre-plan? They can't control the injuries.
Well, we harp it all the time that they didn't, you know, they're in this spot because they haven't done their homework for the last few years. But you're right. At some point, there's nothing you can do about that. However, there are a lot of ways they're shooting themselves in the foot right now. For example, we're excited about the Intercontinental ladder match, definitely. But wouldn't it be more compelling to have a one-on-one match between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and a U.S. title ladder match with Kalisto and Ryback and whoever else they want to throw in there, as opposed to the opposite, which is what we're getting, a Kalisto-Ryback singles match.
We are?
Yes.
We are,
That's
yeah.
on the cart?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
They've been hyping it for a while.
Is it on the undercard, though?
It's not on the pre-show. It's on the. It'll probably be the opener. No, the Intercontinental title match.
Yeah, the
7-man
would be the opener.
So it'll probably be a cooler at some point after like Shane McMahon Undertaker or something.
I was about to say, yeah, it's probably like the wash and break match.
But obviously, you know, they had the whole Owen Zayn thing set up in NXT. It looked like, just logically, let's give them a big, you know, the biggest platform to resolve this feud. And I don't want to hear like, oh, not everyone watches NXT, because the WWE production team is so good. They could have people caught up on that in 2 episodes.
Oh, definitely.
And then you just let them go at it at WrestleMania. Instead, again, they've gone backwards with it. And I'm not saying Kalisto Ryback can't be a good match. And I think we know.
I am. Doctor.
And I think we know that the IC title match.
I would agree with you on that one there.
I think we know the IC title match will be fine. But obviously, this is just an example of their, you know, we criticize their long-term planning, but their short-term planning isn't great either, even taking injuries into account.
I would have to agree. I mean, even if you go ahead with the 7-man ladder match, it's still in a situation where you could have built it up better. I agree. I definitely agree with that. And I think they might get to it when a lot of the writers aren't involved in the storylines themselves.
Yes. You know, it's funny. I said, this is usually how it goes, isn't it? I say, let's be positive, and then within 5 seconds, I'm complaining. So here's another one. AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho. It's going to be a good match.
It will be a good match, yes.
We know they can wrestle.
We've seen it 3 times already.
Why does AJ Styles... So, and it's confusing because, as from what I can tell, AJ Styles is the one who was chasing Jericho for a third match at Mania.
That's correct.
Isn't it
a fourth match?
It will...
I think it's
going
to
be a fourth match.
No, I think it's a third.
I think they've already had the rubber match.
Who won the rubber match?
AJ.
I thought AJ won both matches. Has Jericho beaten him?
Yeah.
He did. Oh, Jericho did beat him. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's 2-1 for AJ.
Either
right
way,
now.
I feel
AJ
like...
AJ won first. Jericho
yeah.
won second.
I think AJ won the third one.
I didn't think there was a third one.
I'm going to have to... We'll
Why did you invite him back?
We'll hit our... No, he might be right. He's probably right. We'll have our... Either way, it feels like AJ has gotten what he's going to get out of this feud, right? So it's very strange that he feels the need to pursue Jericho. I guess there's a sense like, well, let's have our WrestleMania moment. But again, there's... other ways you could have gone with both guys. And, you know, some people said maybe Styles could have feuded with Owens if they hadn't brought Zayn up. It's going to be a good match. It's just, again, storyline-wise, I'm not compelled.
It just seemed to happen too quick. Like, they were in a feud, had great matches, became a tag team, and broke up within 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And now what? They haven't really wrestled for the past month. They've been wrestling just singles matches against other people or in tag team matches with people that aren't each other.
I do love
sense.
I do love that they created shirts though for the team
for one night.
I love that though, because that's commitment right there. That is you're gonna have some angry fans maybe, but I think I love, like, Jericho. I have a feeling Jericho is involved, because he also apparently, I retweeted something on our account today that he asked the company a long time ago not to make any new shirts for him, because he's so dedicated to me, a bad guy. He's like, I don't want any more funny shirts. Even though that costs him merchandise dollars, he said, no. It doesn't make sense if I have shirts and I'm selling shirts and I'm supposed to be a bad guy and people are wearing my stuff. He said he didn't want any part of that. So he's super old school. And I think this was another case of that, where he said, let's fool him to thinking that this is going to last more than 1 week or 2 weeks. And it didn't, yeah. Which was great.
Well, see, I look at it and I thought, again, WWE missed an opportunity where they could have done a better job booking it. I thought going into WrestleMania, it would have been a triple threat match, and I think it should be. I think it should be Chris Jericho against AJ Styles against Charles Robinson.
What do you have against Charles Robinson?
I don't have anything, but certainly Jericho has a beef.
Did you listen to the Talk is Jericho when he had
not.
Him on the
you'll
podcast?
You'll have to explain this clearly.
I'll explain. I listened
Please.
To
Go
it.
Ahead.
Do you want me to do it?
Explain what happened first.
So, in a match between Jericho and Neville, Neville broke his ankle. Jericho knew it, but Charles Robinson, the referee, did not know it. So, he went for the quick pin, Jericho, being the veteran, tried to get the 3 count. He only counted 2. He got up, got in his face, told him he's injured, still didn't believe him, so he shoved him to get the DQ, which is very professional of Jericho. Charles Robinson got really mad at him because he didn't know what was going on. And Jericho was really mad because he didn't know that he was injured.
He didn't really know what was going on.
And then as soon as he DQ'd him, Jericho was fine, and Charles Robinson was still mad at him and just stormed off to the back and then had to apologize. So that was mostly the podcast. It was pretty good.
That's an amazing dedication to his craft. And again, he really probably helped out Neville, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, he said he wanted to take the spotlight off Neville.
I don't know how many other wrestlers would have thought to do that. At the same time, I don't know who could get away with that either. You know, obviously he's a veteran. He has the trust of Vince McMahon and most of the WWE. But, you know, thank goodness he did. That was really smart. Moving on, I think, from, again, we've already mentioned a few matches that are going to be good, but lacking in storyline. Here's a match that has a decent storyline, and yet there's still something, you know, cool about it. Like, cool, not cool. I mean, cool, like cold, lacking in temperature. It's late, guys.
Cool, like the non-new kids.
We'll talk about both Divas segments. But first, the triple threat with Charlotte defending against Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks, defending what will soon be the women's championship. Thank goodness.
Did you hear that, Dario?
Oh, is it apart from Diva?
They're changing it back on Monday.
They are going to change it back.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Which makes sense. And again, kudos to the WWE for acknowledging.
I think it was 2010 they switched it.
Could be.
I believe. I think I read that.
Do you remember who the last women's champion was?
No.
I love her. There's your hint. There's a hint. And that's not Paige.
Paige?
AJ? Someone else I love.
AJ?
Oh, Layla.
You nailed it. Future WWE Hall of Famer. Layla.
Oh, I thought you said future Mrs. A.K. Lee.
Really?
She's married already, Alex. I'm
that's
sorry.
That's true. I respect Jacqueline, but if she made it in, then of course Layla should make it in. Yeah. Though Jacqueline is awesome. That's no disrespect. That's respect to both of them. No disrespect to Jacqueline.
Yeah, if you made it to Hall of Fame, you're awesome. But
this match could steal the show. Yes. I ask in question form.
I agree. I think they have proven in the past before that they can put on a very good show. A little leery about Becky. She's just all heart. But I don't know if she's had a match this big. Like I know it's WrestleMania and all of them haven't. But what Sasha Banks did at NXT, what Charles did at NXT, I think has prepared them better for it.
But Becky and Sasha had an amazing match in NXT, though. Yeah. So they... She's part of that somewhat.
And as I said, watching the three of them go at it, again, like you said, there's a little lukewarm feeling towards it because I thought this should have been a WrestleMania 33 match with a full year to back it up. Because I think these three can be that popular and that top of a card. Going back to when you had The Rock and Triple H and Mick Foley and Stone Cold and HBK, when you had so many good quality top guns, you can have the same in the women's division, especially if Bayley loses to
Asuka
and gets promoted.
I don't think it has a chance to steal the show. I am very skeptical about it. I read a stat that no women's match at Mania has ever gone over 10 minutes. And
that
I don't think
that can't be right. I would have to think Trish Stratus and Mickey James went longer than 10 minutes.
That's what I've seen that.
Right?
But if they continue in that trend and they don't have a chance.
No, definitely if they don't, if it's under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So while I'm looking at them, you'll be looking at your watch?
I will be. I'll be timing it. What's the over-under?
I'm just looking at some of the matches here. Victoria, Molly Holly, 5 minutes. That was a women's title match. And also on that card, Tori Wilson and Sable versus Stacy Keibler and Miss Jackie in a Playboy evening gown match that lasted under 3 minutes. Which is probably more than most of the men in the audience. Hey-oh! Whoa!
Out of nowhere.
Whoa!
So he comes on the ice, he shoots, he scores.
I mean, most of the guys in the audience probably fell asleep because they were so bored by what they were
late night episode of As the Heel Turns.
That's what I meant by that.
And I bet you a bunch of people at that time are going, that's fake. Because there's no way a woman can ever get out of an evening gown in 3 minutes.
Ho! This is a carryover from our warm-up that I won't mention.
I got nothing, boys. Sorry.
No, it's good. I think it's better. You should be putting a stop to this.
You're already spent.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be tough for them to steal the show. And again, there's something lacking in the way they built it up. Almost, again, like the Intercontinental situation, I wish there was a stronger one-on-one storyline either between Becky and Charlotte or Sasha and Charlotte. The triple threat thing really does seem like we didn't know exactly how to book all three of these women. So we know people want to see them wrestle in some form. Let's just throw them together. It'll be fine. You know, it'll be fine.
It looks almost like if we did a one-on-one match, we would be, quotation marks, disrespecting that third person.
Right.
And they didn't want to have that third person, whoever it be, Sasha or Becky, lose any steam going forward. But like I said, you know, we take a look at Smash Wrestling and their previous show, Any Given Sunday 3 or 4? 4? 3. Mm. 4.
4, I think.
Their main event match was...
Rosemary
against... Cherry I keep wanting to say Kimberly, but that's her partner. Cherry Bomb. We want to talk about build-up. This one took over a year to build up. And they used injuries very well as part of that build-up, which is something that WWE has failed to do.
Yeah, they don't know how to do that anymore. I'm not sure why. When someone gets hurt, their solution is just to take them off screen, which is seems insane when you have 3 hours of TV time.
You have had Cowboy Bob Ace Orton with his cast on his wrist for 3 years.
Some of the best feuds have involved segments where so-and-so is injured and cannot, you know, directly interact with their opponent, and they find ways to antagonize them, and I don't know. That seems to be a lost art with the WWE. Maybe it's an insurance thing. Again, I don't know how WWE works these days, so...
I think it's the time when Brian Pillman came with a gun. Never mind.
Well, you won't see that again. Mickie James Trish Stratus, by the way, 8 minutes, 48 seconds. It felt like it was given a decent length. And that's considered to be the greatest women's match in WWE history. Think about that. 8 minutes and 48 seconds. And I say that, by the way, before Bayley came along and, you know, Bayley, Sasha Banks stuff came along, obviously. But before that, yeah, I mean, Mickie James, Trish Stratus was considered to be the best. Man, women's wrestling
no
in the WWE.
No women's match in WrestleMania over 10
Boy.
Minutes.
That this, quote-unquote, I'm not even going to say it, their company-mandated catchphrase, but women's wrestling in the WWE has a long way to go. You know, as excited as we've been getting about it for most of the year, it's got a long way to go.
It does. And it starts with multiple storylines, too.
One match that we hope doesn't last 10 minutes. 10-woman diva tag match. Sorry, that was kind of redundant. The Total Divas. Brie Bella, Paige, Natalya, Alicia Fox, Eva Marie. Versus Bad and Blonde, Lana Summer Rae, Naomi, Emma, Tamina. As excited as we all are to see Emma back on the main roster, Eva Marie as well to some degree? No?
I think the only thing that's interesting about that match right now that I can say publicly on the airwaves is the reaction that Eva Marie got. I mean, other than that, I'm curious to see how Lana wrestles, if she gets any time at all. I mean, that was a pretty nice move she did on Brie Bella.
That's the only move she's done.
I know, but it looked good. But
I
again,
showed you that move, didn't I?
Yeah.
No, Alex. Oh.
Like when she was like, is this one she was
the
practicing?
Face buster.
Face, yeah.
Oh, from Lana.
Exactly. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Eva Marie.
No. I'm saying, well, Lana, I'm curious to see in terms of how she wrestles.
Yeah.
But I think really the reaction that Eva Marie got was completely unexpected by WWE. Like, who are you people?
I think it was a little bit too expected. That's what she was getting in NXT, right?
They booed the hell out of her. Am I correct? Okay.
Yeah.
And she was supposed to be.
But the thing was.
She's technically joining the good
girls.
She's
a face,
right?
Yeah.
I heard. Dario didn't hear it, apparently. You didn't watch Raw, so you wouldn't hear it. I heard cheers as soon as the music hit, but then it was boos after that.
Well, you think it was boos when they knew who it was, though? Maybe they didn't know who it was.
But the screen probably had, the Eva Marie video or whatever.
Maybe it was just like an involuntary reaction. Like, someone's coming,
But here's my pet peeve with the WWE audience. I think they've taken, you know, a lot of what they see on, was it the Divas reality show? Total Divas?
Total Divas, yeah.
And they keep hearing that, you know, Eva Marie can't wrestle. And so without seeing her, without giving her a chance, they just assume she's out there because she looks good and she can't wrestle. Now, whether she has improved or not, I don't know. But that's my pet peeve with the audience. They don't give them the chance to do that.
At the same time, though, how is she presented on Total Divas, though? I from my understanding, Connor, you watch the show more. But from my understanding, she's not exactly presented as the most lovable, most interesting person in the world. Am I correct? Like, is anyone on that show presented in a lovable, interesting manner?
Just the Bellas.
Oh, okay. I say Brie Bella, maybe.
Both of them, yeah. But so everyone hates her in the show.
Yeah.
But
so that's what I'm saying.
The show tries to put her off as, like, she's getting bullied by all these people, which I think is wrong. I think she's just not good enough
not
to
liked.
Be there. She's not liked. That's right. And Mandy, who has just joined the show.
I was going to ask, how's Mandy Rose doing?
Was it Tough Enough?
Right,
the runner-up.
Was it Tough Enough?
Yeah, Tough Enough. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So the loser of Tough Enough I think she's a better wrestler than Eva Marie already.
That's what I'm hearing. She's actually getting, from just what little I'm reading, she's getting a lot of good reviews.
She's been
considering
training,
how inexperienced she
she's
is.
She's been training with Natty at the Performance Center.
Mm-hmm.
But according to what WWE feels is important, does she have good hair?
Beautiful hair.
Of course.
She has.
Does it match Eva Marie's hair or Becky's or Sasha's?
You're saying colored hair.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to go down that route. I've already done it twice in our episodes. I'm not going to mention the C word.
Foreign hair.
Crayola.
The only problem with her is she has every single thing that they are looking for in 2003.
Hmm. You're saying she's not part of this new women's wrestling revolution?
She's
Eva Marie, right?
I'm not saying
you're talking about Mandy now.
Mandy, yeah.
Mandy, okay.
I'm not saying that she's not like some of the other wrestlers like Charlotte and Becky and Sasha aren't really good looking women,
mm-hmm.
but this is like the Barbie doll of wrestling.
I think it's
and this is something that's such old school that mm-hmm. I think it's just gone now.
I believe. Why do I always give this company the benefit of the doubt? My hope, I should say, I'm sorry. My hope is that they manage to find that balance where you can still have those traditional Barbie type, you know, divas, for lack of a better term, mm-hmm. and also, you know, the women wrestlers who are known more for their wrestling ability as well as their good looks, and then and somewhere they'll be able to meet in between. Maybe, you know. Again, I'm trying to think of some of the girls who are on the roster now. Like, you know, we talk about Alexa Bliss. And I think she has real potential to be both. To almost, maybe never on the level of a Sasha Banks or a Bayley wrestling-wise, but good enough. And then also have that charisma of the, you know, that marketability of the divas they want. And sort of a hybrid of that.
I think there's enough women talent out there that you can have women that have both. And put the value more on, you know, your wrestling technique and so on and so forth. I mean, you're still going to have your Jessica Havoc, for example, right? You're still going to have Nia Jax, the one that left for being pregnant.
Kong. Amazing Kong?
Yeah.
Awesome Kong.
Awesome Kong, but she was called something different on WWE.
Karma.
Karma, that's it. Yeah, bad karma's going to fall upon me. But you still have women that can wrestle or provide something like that. But having somebody out there just because they look like a Barbie doll, I don't think is necessary anymore because you have women that are so mm-hmm. talented.
But you know what those, and I hate keep using this phrase because it feels so insulting towards people like Mandy just because they look a certain way, but these Barbie doll types is, they're almost like the version of, they're like the Braun Strowmans of the female division. You know what I mean? They're the Hosses. It sounds weird. The female Hosses are these, you know, beautiful fitness model women with no wrestling experience. Much like a Strowman, you know?
To me, they remind me of, like, one-trick ponies. They have one thing. And not that... You look at somebody like Sunny, for example, who could never, you know, never wrestled. But, you know, obviously she had the beautiful looks. But she was a good valet. She was
very
a good manager. She helped promote teams. So, I mean, if that was the one thing that she did that extremely well and was able to, you know, have so many champions and be in the WWE for as long as she was.
Are we terrified of the prospects of Lana and Eva Marie being in the ring at the same time at some point?
Let's
seeing
jot
here.
Down our picks.
All of our fans do.
By the way, I'm
we
sorry.
Are all
I
of our fans.
I should have mentioned Kalisto Ryback is a pre-show match. The Total Divas.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
The 10 Diva Tag Match is a pre-show match, and apparently, the Usos, the last pre-show match, Usos versus the Dudley Boys.
I thought that I agree with all three of them, but I also thought that the Andre the Giant
got moved.
It looks like it got moved. Yeah.
Okay. So just going off a little bit, he did the yes chant. Did you guys see the 24 on Daniel Bryan's last?
No.
It was fantastic.
The what?
Check it out. They had a WWE 24 like following him in his last day, like before his retirement. It was really good.
I don't want to cry.
Exactly.
I cried.
That's the reason why I refuse to watch it right now.
I cried three times.
I don't want to cry.
At my age, when you get this old, you get emotional about everything. So, like, at the end of every episode of Scorpion that I watch, I wind up crying. Okay, like that's how bad
that,
I am.
That Catherine McPhee is a national treasure.
But
wasn't she from American Idol or something?
She's done so many shows that have gotten canceled. I think this is, like, her longest running show she's ever been on.
But when you look at that Daniel Bryan, that for sure. Like, just looking at the title, I started sobbing. I went, okay, no. Yeah. I'm not ready for this just yet.
You got to watch it, though.
I need plenty of alcohol to be able to live with myself after.
Usos and Dudley Boys. I honestly have zero things to say. Dario, save this match. Give us a reason
I'm
to watch
so
this match.
I'm so looking forward to it. I think it'll be exciting. It'll be a bit of old school, new school. And sorry, who were we talking about?
Let's just file this under. It'll be a solid match that no one could possibly care about.
This is the undercard?
It is the a pre-show match.
This is when I'll order the pizza for us.
Good golly. What do you do with the Usos at this point? Honestly, you know, it's funny. There was a time when they were sort of underappreciated, definitely, you know. And people could tell that they had a little bit of charisma and they could definitely wrestle, but they just weren't getting those moments. And then once they finally got that push and now, you know, they're essentially the heart of the tag team division. Well, aside from New Day. But for a long stretch there, we're like, you know, the number one baby faces, or they wanted them to be. Now where do you go with them? Their characters have been the same for a long time. It's not like they were ever that popular. At the same time, if they turned heel, I would just imagine fans shrugging. I would imagine a big collective like, nobody would care. So what are these guys, unsalvageable, or do you just keep them around as good hands? And what do you guys think?
Split them up.
I think you have two things. One, you find a good way of making them heel. Not going to be easy. You're right. And I agree with you there. And I don't know if I have the answer to it right now myself, but you have to find a way that makes them heelish and in a decent way. And the other option is, split them up.
One or have turn them heel.
Have them feud with each other. Yeah. I mean, that's what happens with all the tag teams, right?
Except I don't know which one is which, and most people don't either.
I'm sure if they turn, they would dress differently.
One of them would just shave their head, I guess?
Shave their head, bald one. Or wear black or whatever.
Eye patch.
They wear the makeup on the other side of their face.
They already know. They already do that. And it still doesn't help me.
No. Just write heel across forehead.
There's really little else.
You know what? You're right, though. Jimmy or Jay, whichever one, they decide to turn. Prove us wrong. Imagine one of these guys just becoming like a top heel, like embracing some inner like douche that he has, and like actually getting over in a single. Like, it could happen. Could absolutely happen.
We're not going to talk about the WrestleMania, the main event match. We do know that Rock is somehow involved in 32. There's rumors going around about it being part of the main match. We'll let that one go for now. But what if they, I mean, you really want to bring them over as heat. You know, you have them take out the Rock. Right? You go, you know, you told us to do everything by the book. Look what it's gotten. This has gotten us nowhere. So the heck with you, Rock, and beat the crap out of him.
That's not leave for the him Usos in the ring. To
do. That's the only thing I can
I was about to say.
That's for Reigns to do.
Yeah, that's for Reigns to do. And I was going to say, I like the idea, but it's crazy. I'm just thinking, like, man, people care so little about the Usos. Even that would probably barely register. Yeah, that's how.
Yep.
You don't hate them. They just don't care. And I'm the same way. I like the Usos as wrestlers. I have no interest. I can't remember any of the storylines they've been in. I have no interest in seeing them do anything but wrestle, which, is fine because that's their job. But as characters, I'm not invested. And there are other tag teams coming up through NXT that can wrestle circles around them. So
put them in NXT.
I was about to say, you know.
You might have to.
It's one of those things, like, you have a major league and a minor league. Use it. That way you can't always crank out new talent. That's got to go somewhere.
Yeah. Send them down.
Now, let's talk about the match that we said we thought was going to be on the pre-show. I don't know if they've announced all the participants yet. But the 20-man Battle Royale, the Andre the Giant Memorial.
The Who is Left on the Card Memorial?
Featuring such luminaries as Heath Slater, who I love, my favorite wrestler. Tyler Breeze.
You're a liar.
I do love Heath Slater, though. I am a Slater Gator.
All four social outcasts are ranked 1, 2, 3, and 4, right? it changes between each week between them.
Fandango is in it. The Ascension.
No way, really?
The Ascension. Darren Young.
Darren Young.
Boy, this is...
Darren Young with no Titus.
Here's my question right away. Obviously, I think they're going to have to incorporate the Wyatt family on this card in some way. They could be in here. Maybe Cesaro will make a surprise comeback. I believe he's supposed to be healthy or something.
That's what I would pick. They said that he's coming back after WrestleMania.
I heard like June.
I didn't hear that far.
I know I said... thank you for that. Thank you for leading into that. Because I was going to say, I know we said we'd save the predictions for after, but just for this match... Who can benefit now from winning? I agree. A Cesaro comeback would be awesome. And it would be almost like he's a two-time winner, and then you can pick up from that first win, which they should have done in the first place. But let's say Cesaro doesn't necessarily come back. What are we thinking here? And feel free to throw any other. Again, all the entrants haven't been named. So anyone you can think of.
See, the only thing that makes sense to me is Kane, Big Show, Mark Henry. Like one of the older guys. Give him like one last thing. That's the only thing that makes sense to me at the moment. We'll see who gets added.
Yeah. To me right now, it looks like, you know, the Big Show. Winning it again for a second time.
Yeah, maybe it's the setup that he's... And then, you know, when the day he loses it again, it's more of a moment, right?
Or I thought it was more the setup is retirement. Have him go out winning.
How dare you.
That's what Sorry. I was thinking, too. One of I those three guys. You. But
Big Show, never retire. No, that's not true. What am I saying? I want him to retire so he doesn't die.
But, yeah, no, I really... You know, Kane, it doesn't really matter. I don't think the winner of this is going to do anything.
If Bray Wyatt is in it, should he win it?
Sorry. Let me rephrase that. There is one person that can benefit, and that's the Black Sheep.
That's what a lot of people are saying, that him or Wyatt will win it, and then Strowman will move on to feud with who knows who. But there's also a lot of talk that WWE has cooled a lot on Strowman because they realized he cannot wrestle. They just realized that yesterday, apparently.
I gave him a call and told him.
Yeah, well, Connor, it's good that you did that, though. Yeah.
I was about to say, doing everyone a favor. Couldn't you wait till after? I mean, he doesn't have to wrestle. He just has to throw people over the top rope.
Yeah, the early rumor was that Strowman or Wyatt would win it, but now people are saying that Vince has cooled on Strowman. So it still could happen.
Bray
again.
Would make sense.
He hasn't been announced.
Bray would make sense if he's in it.
But it's almost...
But I heard he's hurt. Him, but he's back injury.
Oh, that's true.
Right, because I was about to say, like...
Yeah. Luke Harper's got a knee injury. Yeah.
If Wyatt has been reduced to that... I am like, and if Wyatt is in the tournament and we don't hear about it until Sunday, I literally will bang my head through this table.
I'll say, I think Strowman is the most logical candidate. He would definitely benefit from it. Take out Show, take out Kane, you know, at least get some benefit from that weird angle they had with them. Like, we're taking out the Titans.
Kurt Angle?
I did not say that. You know I did not say that.
No, but like I said, it makes sense that they can do it. And if Wyatt is hurt, it is a way to carry them for another couple of months until Wyatt gets back, maybe, and give Strowman another chance, you know.
What are the odds an NXT guy wins it?
A debuting
Corbin.
A Finn Balor, a Corbin.
Corbin's got the size for it, right?
Yeah. You don't have to need the size to win it.
That might be the right time for it, too. That's another good call. Yeah. Because, again, there is no clear winner on the roster right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. NXT guy.
Yeah.
The day after. Yeah, 2 days. Again, I'm even my Saturday. 2 days after TakeOver.
Well, Zayn's got two matches.
Good work. Yeah. Good work. I like it. I'm suddenly...
It doesn't have to be a guy wrestling on Friday, either.
No. Absolutely not. You're right. It doesn't have to. It could be someone that is conspicuously absent, maybe.
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of multi-man nonsense on here.
What's Tommy doing?
He's recovering from a knee injury, I think.
Is he still hurt?
Probably. Here's another multi-man match, which just looks ridiculous. The New Day versus the League of Nations. Now, is it possible Rock comes out as a New Day partner?
That Rock comes out?
Yeah. As the fourth man for New Day.
No, it is a handicap match, and if you're going to have Rock, don't have him for that. I mean,
why do you say that?
Because New Day doesn't need any help.
I agree.
And other than Rusev, I want the rest of the lads to be swept under the rug as quickly as possible.
What is the point of this match? Hasn't the New Day beaten them pretty much in every scenario of it?
Not even the point of this match. Why isn't there a tag team title match at Mania?
Because they have a tag match, and it's called the Usos versus the Dudley Boys, Connor. You can't have two tag... If you're going to pick... You know, if you only have one tag match on the card...
Yeah, we got to pick Dudley's and Usos.
It's got to be the Dudley's and Usos, not your hottest tag act, and I don't know, anyone else. No, it's an excellent question. And again, back to the way this whole conversation started, another example of, yes, the WWE having to deal with all these setbacks out of their control, but not doing very well with the things that they do have control over.
Right, because there are a number of good wrestlers in there that can't do anything. Like I said, Rusev, I mean, I know you have to punish Rusev and you have to punish Lana for what they did, but enough is enough. Like, let's get over it and move on. They were so good together, and now, because they announced their engagement online and it ruined the storyline.
A horrible storyline.
A horrible storyline
that we loved.
To begin with.
But I acknowledge, I acknowledge most people didn't seem to be as into it as we were.
How funny is it now that Lana's getting a bigger push than Rusev?
Oh, I better not say anything to that.
Rusev is a good soldier, I from what we can tell. So hopefully the company will realize that and see that he's taken this, you know, punishment, this deep push. He's taken it like a man, from what I can tell, as far as we know. All he does is go out there, puts in work, puts on good matches, and I think he will still be a world champion someday. I have no idea what this particular match does for his or Alberto Del Rio or Sheamus's or King Barrett's career.
King Barrett's still with the company?
For a few more months, apparently. Though we'll see. I guess there's always the chance he'll re-sign, but I can't get excited about this match. And it'll be good. I think it'll be good. I just can't get excited.
No, and I agree. It's one of those things that, you know, no matter how good the New Day has been, it doesn't compare to how awful the League of Nations has been.
Let's talk about a match we can all get excited about, casual or hardcore. Shane McMahon is back. He's fighting The Undertaker. I've accepted that the storyline... No, I have not accepted it, but for these purposes, I will try to accept it. The storyline makes no sense. The possibility that Shane McMahon could somehow beat The Undertaker makes no sense. But it's the match we're getting. Let us enjoy it.
I know that you didn't see Raw, but did you see the spot?
Of course I did.
That blew me away. If they're doing that, I mean, that move was well done. And the first thing that came to my mind is, oh, man, why didn't you save it for Mania? And it dawned on me, no. You needed that spot then because that helped hype Mania more than anything else.
Yeah.
Guys, and, can I throw something out there on that point? They can't do it at Mania. They're in a cage.
It's Hell in a Cell. They can always get out. It won't be the first time guys got
out
of the cell.
Tell that to McFoley.
Yeah.
It won't be the last time they got out of the Hell in a Cell, though.
That's a good question. I have a feeling they've been doing it less, definitely. Because there was a streak there where they would always end up on top of the cell, and you're kind of like, okay.
So dangerous.
Dangerous, and also, again, it's like it felt obligatory. Like, oh, they're climbing up for no reason, again.
It opens up the possibility in your mind, and that's what you want in terms of you know, being able to dangle, being able to sell, you know, quote unquote tickets to a show. That did it for me, and I went, wow, these guys are going to go all out, and I expect them to, and I think they will.
I always had faith that it was going to be an exciting match. I just hate that if Shane wins, it just puts such a weird twist on the streak. Not Taker losing, but that so-and-so, you know, couldn't beat Taker, but Shane McMahon could. And again, I know it's a storyline. Let's look at it. Let's just take this match by itself and not compare it to the rest of the streak. But it's impossible because the streak is such an integral part of Undertaker's character. And it doesn't help that Shane McMahon's punches look friggin' ridiculous.
Oh, those jabs, my God.
The body shots.
At least make the stomach move, right? Make Undertaker's stomach move when you hit it.
What are the odds that they make a deal that if Shane beats him, Undertaker gets fired, right? But Shane's going to take control. Just hire him right back next night.
Well, here's my question still. Okay. We've talked about this, I think, every episode. Every recent episode. Why is Undertaker doing this again?
Yeah, there's no win for him.
Exactly.
Because I would have accepted, like we said before, we would have accepted the basic... the basic explanation of he's an employee of the WWE and Vince McMahon will fire him if he doesn't do it. I'm like, okay. But they didn't say that. They never have said that on screen, by the way. That's a card we've drawn ourselves.
No, they did.
He said it? Who, Vince
McMahon
said it?
McMahon said it, but this was after the fact.
After
the Taker came out the first time.
Yeah. And everyone was just so disappointed.
So disappointed. Yeah. The following week, he did come out and he said, when Undertaker wasn't there, that if Undertaker does not win, he will be fine.
No, not that. Why is he even... He said if he doesn't win, he'll be... No, he said if he doesn't win, he can never wrestle at WrestleMania again. That's the stipulation.
I heard he can't wrestle at all.
I thought he'd be fired.
No, he can't compete at WrestleMania. That's the stipulation. Which, again, does not help... Yes, I'm 100% sure. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, he didn't say he'd fire. Never watched Raw.
He said it says he will get control of Raw and Undertaker will no longer be allowed to compete at WrestleMania. That's what makes the storyline even more nonsensical. There's zero reason. There is still no explanation for why Taker agreed to this match. There's also no explanation for why Shane agreed to this match. Because if you remember the promo that got this all started, it was based on Shane having some sort of leverage over Vince.
Why not just use the leverage?
Yeah, and one, it hasn't been explained, and I wouldn't hold my breath that they'll ever explain what that leverage is.
This lockbox, what is this lockbox?
Yeah, what's in the lockbox? Clearly, it's something that's potent enough to put Vince in this position, but not enough that Shane can just say, I don't want to get killed by The Undertaker, I'm just going to use what's in the lockbox. Again, I don't trust them to be able to explain this in a reasonable manner. So, accepting that the match makes no sense, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think this is one of the ones that I'm not expecting a clean finish. And for the most part, I am praying it's not a clean finish. Because, like I said, I can't see Shane winning cleanly at all. And for The Undertaker to win, what was the point of having Shane to begin with? So I'm expecting somehow Shane to win, but I can't see him winning cleanly.
No, I expect some sort of a schmoz in this one. Like, I don't know what's going to happen, who's going to come out, or what's going to happen, like, or who's even going to win. But I feel I agree with you, it's not going to be clean.
So you're saying Finn Balor is going to debut with Balor Club and become the hottest stable in wrestling after they beat up The Undertaker, and Shane McMahon is their boss. Is that what you're saying from your comments? That's what you're saying? Okay, good. Moving on, Dean Ambrose. I think that's what you were saying.
They haven't purchased the rights to Bullet Club yet?
I don't know if they can. I don't know why.
They tried.
I'm sure they tried. I don't think New Japan would give that up. That's so hot. So hot in Japan.
He's so hot right now. Hot.
But they should. I wonder if they could somehow work out a deal, though, just to let them do it in the U.S. You know, like sort of almost like a, I don't know how, you know, manufacturing works, but almost like American rights. You know, the American rights to Bullet Club. Yes, you can have that. You're allowed to, you know, apply our merchandise over there. Anyway, Balor Club is also good, but also sounds vaguely litigious. I don't know why New Japan wouldn't just sue them, especially since from what I've seen, it's very similar. Anyway, we're digressing.
No. You're digressing.
Move on.
We're just listening to you talk.
Well, you know, Connor brought it up. Don't blame me. He's the one who brought up Balor in the Balor Club. So, what am I supposed to do here? I'm just trying to rein things in. I'm trying to Roman. I did this joke last time.
Next match.
Dean Ambrose, Brock Lesnar. Everyone's predicting this will be the match of the night. I'm not going to disagree. I think they're going to just straight up murder it.
Really? Why do you think that? I think it's going to be one of the matches of the night.
I think it'll be. I just said that.
Murdered. I think he meant that in a good way.
In a good way. Like rap music way.
Okay, but you said like bad. You just said
edit this whole part out.
No, you said people thought it was going to be the match of the night, and you said you think they're going to murder it though.
Yeah, they're going to murder it. Like, I think
you say, but
edit this whole part out.
Yeah,
edit this whole part out. Let's try this again. Man, I think Dean Ambrose and Brock Lesnar are going to have a good match. Connor, what do you think?
I agree. They're going to murder it.
Wait, what? Oh, okay. Yeah, I agree. They're going to...
Like in the rap way.
Yeah, they're going to put on a heck of a performance. Pop, what do you think?
Oh, is it finally my turn now? Yeah, we are editing this part out.
No, it's too late now.
Oh, yeah, we got to keep it in now.
All right. I think it'll be a good match. I think, as JR says, it'll be a slobber knocker. And I look forward to them not wrestling.
How have you felt about the lead-up? Ambrose getting all these weapons. Did you see this week?
Yeah, I heard about it, yeah.
Him dragging the red wagon of death or whatever.
Yeah. I think between this match and the main event, those are the only two that have actually been promoted properly throughout.
Yeah. The only thing is, though, I don't know if you guys, Terry Funk with the chainsaw.
He's going to use it.
Yes.
I've no idea. I've never even heard of him using a chainsaw before.
He was Charlie briefly.
Okay.
When to match up with Cactus Jack.
Yes. What is he going to do? Chop his arm
off? He's going to chop Brock Lesnar's arm off. Oh, it's going to be like the most amazing spot
ever. I
don't
want to watch that.
Brock is willing to give his left arm for this company.
It might breach, you know, their PG rating slightly, but I think it's worth it. I think maybe I'll just chop off a finger.
No. Like I said, I think they're going to have a good match, and they're just going to beat each other up and hardly any wrestling moves.
I think Brock Lesnar's going to climb to the top rope, and then he's going to use the chainsaw on the ring posts. And then Brock just falls off.
You know, we are way past Alex's bedtime. Way past it.
I'm thinking this is, I thought this is a dream I'm having.
No, like I said, I think we're all expected to match. I just hopefully that it's not overhyped, that's all.
Okay, this is another match, by the way. I feel like we have to talk about the prediction ahead of time because it's so integral, I think, to the story they're going to tell. Who should win? Who should win? Not who do you guys think is going to win. Who should win?
I think who should win and who will win is the same.
I think so, too.
I think it's Brock Lesnar, and I don't think Dean Ambrose is going to lose anything at all by not having to go with it.
Really?
Yeah.
I was doing the exact opposite.
You're the opposite. Yeah. Connor, why do you think Ambrose is and should win?
Because he is the next big name in professional wrestling, if he's not the biggest name already. And I think just beating, like having him beat Brock Lesnar, their biggest guy in the company, I think it's just going to skyrocket him. I think he's the next WWE champion.
I lean slightly toward with Pop. I think Pop and I are coming from the viewpoint that a really good babyface like him, especially one who's built on his whole character being, I mean, yes, crazy, but also resilient, gains so much from losing. There's been so many, a lot of great matches where, you know, that babyface is fighting so hard. And when you pull that, as they say, when they finally slip on that proverbial banana peel at the end, it just creates this feeling inside people that's different than seeing them win. Seeing them win is also amazing. You know, look at Daniel Bryan 2 years ago, right? But when you see them lose, reach up and just fall just short, and that sometimes they can capture that audience forever. And I think he's still, I mean, I know he's lost a lot of feuds.
Yeah, I was going to say, hasn't he lost enough?
But I think this is the one that's really going to make people love him forever if he loses.
What if?
I think this is the one that makes everyone love him in the opposite way.
Mm. See, I think you make, like you said, I think you make Dean Ambrose bigger. If you have the opportunity to have him win, or if you have the opportunity of not only having him lose, but keep getting back up. Yeah. Brock Lesnar goes in, knocks him down again. He stands up, knocks him down again, stands up, knocks him down again, to the point now where when Brock Lesnar does win, all of a sudden, you know, Brock Lesnar showing Dean Ambrose respect, I think does more for Dean Ambrose than Dean Ambrose winning. And I think that's something that to look forward to. Because if Brock respects you, then you know you're up there. Because Brock respects nobody.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways they can go with this. Let's just hope it's a mostly clean. This is the kind of match that does not need shenanigans. If they keep the shenanigans to a minimum.
Freaking weapons that are loading up. What do you mean there's not going to be shenanigans?
You know what I mean? If they keep the
finish.
No, there should be tons of like hardcore, activity. I was really trying to find another way to say that. But I mean, when it comes to, like, I don't want too much, any interference. I don't want any, why, I know people are saying there's still, like, you know, a chance that Brock could feud with the Wyatt family in the future, which I think is fine. Just, I wouldn't have it have anything to do with this match. That storyline, you can always pick that up from the stuff they've done before. Please, no interference from the Wyatt family. Let these two guys tell the story that they've been building with Heyman. I'm sure Heyman, of course, will be involved as well. Let those three men handle business, and you're going to have a classic moment, you know. The main event. Triple H, Roman Reigns. I've been saying for a long time, regardless of my disdain for the storyline, they are going to have a great match. Something will have to go wrong for them not to have a great match.
I'm only behind you, I agree. I think that Triple H always finds a way of putting out great matches, and I think he's worked with somebody of Roman Reigns' stature before, and I think they'll be able to carry it off. Ending, I'm actually curious to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm curious to see it too. They have so many, I don't know if they have so many ways to do it, but I could conceivably see both of them winning. Like, there's no one cut way that I'm leaning towards, but I can see it going both ways. If that makes sense.
I think no matter what, Roman's going to win. Is it going to lead to a possible heel turn the night of Mania or the following Raw? It could. I do think one way or another he's going to win, though. Again, we'll talk about some storyline possibilities in a second, but I think Triple H, well, first again, let's compliment Triple H again. His in-ring appearances, you know, his sparse in-ring appearances over the last couple of years have been amazing. The Daniel Bryan match 2 years ago was incredible. The Sting match was, I mean, that was a mess, but it was a fun mess. I look back on that match with, like, it was fun, you know.
I'd watch it again.
I definitely would watch it again, especially the entrances.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose, the match with Dean Ambrose that we saw was absolutely sensational.
Even the Shield versus...
Oh, the I'm sorry, of course, the six-man matches were amazing. Were amazing.
Can I bring something up on the entrance part?
Mm-hmm.
I thought of something today. I don't know if you guys, for the entrances, what is the...
He thought today. Doesn't happen every day, but today he thought.
I thought.
Shame on you, Pop.
What is the biggest movie in theaters right now?
Batman vs. Superman.
Superman Punch?
Oh, there my gosh. Triple H coming out as Batman? That will be so stupidly amazing.
I would love that to happen. And obviously, but I worry so much, and maybe I shouldn't, but I worry so much about Reigns winning as a face and then, no pun intended, okay, yeah, pun intended, a rain of boos. Just hailing down.
Oh, that's going to happen. The crowd is going to be killing him all night.
I think Triple H is going to go over, and I think the turn's going to happen that night. Rock's going to come out and, like, console him.
And Reigns is going to do what?
He's going to beat the crap out of him.
That'll be the second year in a row that they kind of do... Well, one, it'll be two things. That Roman Reigns, again, is hyped to win the title, and then he doesn't win it. And... we end with a heel triumphant, which is, you know, goes against years of WrestleMania tradition, though I guess in recent years, not so much, right? I guess they've been more willing to go down that road, you know, as it were.
To be fair, last year ended with a heel winning, but
the crowd,
he got a huge pop.
Yes, they did. This is true. So the crowd went home happy, ironically. Yeah. You know, they got what they wanted without even knowing that's what they wanted. Yeah.
I know it's impossible, but... can you imagine if Triple H is good enough to make the crowd cheer a Reigns face champion?
He might. He might. Let's not forget, even though people did cheer when Rollins interfered and took out Reigns last year, if you watch that match, they actually, Lesnar and Reigns actually kind of did get sympathy building up for Reigns during that. That was a really good match, by the way. I know people forget because the cash-in was awesome. That was a really good match. You know, not saying it was a five-star match, but... the way they did it with just the classic, you know, the usual Lesnar thing. You Lesnar just beating the hell out of Reigns for like 10 minutes before Reigns got some offense in. The crowd was, there was definitely some support for Reigns. Now, obviously, that was a year ago. The water has been, you know, somewhat become more toxic since
then. It's been rising.
rising and become more toxic, unfortunately. So it'll be difficult. But like we said, Triple H is a... is a master. You know, he's a master in the ring of psychology and of manipulating a crowd. This might be too much of a tall order for him, but I'm sure he'll do everything in his power to try and get Reigns over. Or he'll screw him. I don't know.
If that's the point it is. Yeah.
Sorry, that was my anti-Triple H sentiment. I've been too complimentary. I haven't said anything bad about Triple H in like 5 minutes.
I think it's time for predictions here.
Let's go. I'll run through them quickly, my friends. Let's go. First, the pre-show. Kalisto, Ryback.
Start with NXT.
No. There ain't no time for that. will NXT, will TakeOver be better than WrestleMania? Yeah, probably.
Yes.
Kalisto, Ryback.
Who cares?
Pick a winner.
Ryback.
The pizza, Ryback.
Total Divas versus Team Bad and Blonde. I'm sorry. I was with the don't care camp. Kalisto's going to win, right? Come on. Total Divas versus Team Bad and Blonde. And I'm not going to run down who's on who.
Total Divas.
Yeah, I'm going with the Divas.
Yep, it could be one of Brie Bella's last matches. Obviously, they're going to let her go on a high note.
Five on one, and she comes back and wins.
Is it elimination?
It is not elimination. It is not elimination. Trust me. Oh, gosh.
They don't have the time.
Usos, Dudley Boys.
Who cares?
Double DQ.
Double DQ.
Usos.
I think the Dudleys.
Actually, I'm going to go with the Dudleys.
Sorry, I don't want to jump. I was going to jump ahead. New Day, League of Nations.
New Day.
I think they have to, right? Well, what's the point? Otherwise, again, it's so pointless. New Day. Battle Royale, we discussed it.
Hold on. I say the League of Nations breaks apart.
We can only hope. Battle Royale.
They've been picking up steam, though, right?
What did we say about the Battle Royale? We said...
I think an NXT guy is going to come.
NXT guy...
NXT guy...
Braun Strowman.
Or big guy.
Braun Strowman.
I think Strowman, they're going to go back to the original plans. Intercontinental title match. I will list the names here. Owens, Zayn, Ziggler, Ryder, Sin Cara, The Miz, and Stardust.
Now, are we going with who we want to win or who we think will win? I think Zayn's going to win.
Who do you want to win?
I want to see Stardust get a push.
I think Sami Zayn's going to win, and I would want Kevin Owens to win and win the championship belt and win the tag team champions.
And find a bag.
And the women's.
Find a bag of $10 million. By the way, he blocked me on Twitter. Did we talk about this already?
Who did?
Kevin Owens.
Really?
I swear I barely even mentioned him. It must have been an accident. He probably just randomly blocks people just like for the heck of it. Like when he's bored on the road or something. I'll talk to him.
He had this great comeback at this one guy.
And I'll never know. I'm blocked. I think Zayn's going to win, and I think they're going to try and redo the Owens-Zayn feud from NXT and just bring it to the main roster. So in the long run, might be okay. AJ Styles, Chris Jericho.
Styles.
Has to, right?
Yeah.
Charlotte, Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks. Keep in mind, and I hate to influence your choice too much, but Snoop Dogg will be in attendance.
I was going to pick Sasha anyway.
I almost have to go with Sasha. Mm-hmm. How long has Charlotte held the belt? She's held it for a while.
A few months.
Yeah, Sasha.
Sasha Banks. I agree. Shane McMahon, Undertaker.
Shane.
Dario?
Shane.
Taker. I don't know how, but Taker.
What do you mean you don't know how? He's 10 times better than Shane to begin with.
Did you see those body shots?
What was the point of bringing Shane back if he's not going to win?
Desperation?
Because everybody else is hurt.
Ratings pop?
I don't think so. I don't think that's happening.
Taker. Ambrose Lesnar. We discussed this, but again, please, Connor.
Lesnar.
And Triple H, Roman Reigns.
Triple H.
Roman Reigns. I'm glad that at least we seem to have dissented on some. I mean, some of them seem pretty obvious, but we seem to dissent on some of them. That's good. It suggests that there could be some unpredictability on the card, which is always welcome. Certainly, I know last year, again, I did not predict a lot of the things that would happen. Nobody could predict what happened to that Sting Triple H match with like 50 million run-ins. I hope you're right. If anyone can hear that, there's...
Things are perfectly fine. Cheering for us?
I know. Our fans are outside. It's like Good Morning America out here. It's like, hello. Yes, thank you. Thank you. We will sign autographs later. Connor just took his top off for... it's because some other woman just did in the audience. So, you know, it's only fair game. But
they're training fight. I think they are listening to our podcast.
I think they are listening.
They want us to go. I'm
fight down. Owens fight? No, I'll never say fight Owens fight again because he blocked me. WrestleMania. Gentlemen, I hope we all get a chance to watch it before our next show. And I look forward to recapping it with you. Again, I'm optimistic. I feel like it's a little bit like last year. We're going in. I was like, I have no idea how they're going to, you know, make a decent show out of this. But they've got so much talent now. Again, shout out to NXT, who are producing on Friday. Also, a quick mention to their global cruiserweight tournament or whatever it's called. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with this, but they're running like a qualifying matches through other independent companies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they're including their own guys. Tommaso Ciampa is going to be in there. Rich Swann's going to be in there. But they're also having guys like one of the biggest names out there, Zack Sabre Jr., who people are saying the WWE should have signed for years. Apparently an incredible high flyer. He will be in one of the qualifying matches. I don't know if he's going to make the tournament, but I think it's a beautiful idea and a sign of like how many good things the WWE is capable of. You know, when they think outside the box.
Have they named everyone that's in it?
No, not yet. No? Again, because I know they're doing quality. There's some Japanese guys in there.
I hope some Lucha guys in there.
Yeah. Oh, I would hope so. Oh, we got to talk about that eventually. I'm finally getting caught up on Lucha Underground. What a fantastic show.
First year?
I'm still in the first year.
No, but I'm saying. Okay, okay. Yeah, good.
But everyone out there, please enjoy WrestleMania safely. If you cannot watch all 3.5 or 4 hours, do not try to.
Oh, that's lowballing it. It's 4 hours on the regular show and 2 hours of the pre-show.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Man, I got to buy twice the amount of chips and pizza. But
please,
not beer.
Please watch responsibly. Connor, what are your plans for WrestleMania?
I'm going to be watching at home with my dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to be watching the Jays first game and then watching Mania right after.
Excellent idea. Dario, you and I will hopefully be together on Sunday.
Yes, not holding hands though.
No, just each other's bodies. And that is our show for today.
I walked right into that.
Happy thing. WrestleMania season, everyone. We'll be back soon, I think. I think we'll actually have a pretty quick turnaround, and we'll be back to recap the show. Take care, everyone.
Happy Mania.